Hello and welcome to the Smart Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Viola Levy, beauty journalist and founder of copy-led branding agency, Smart Beauty Creative. We're here to create your brand voice and craft the story behind it. Hi there, and thank you for joining me on my inaugural solo episode. Thus far, I've been speaking to brand founders and amazing women in the industry, chatting about their career journeys. So as the founder of Smart Beauty Creative, I thought I would tell you a little bit about mine and my background and how I came to creating Smart Beauty. So I have a background in journalism and beauty journalism in particular. So love the beauty world, love absolutely everything about it. I started out in fashion, actually, but I found that world a little too cutthroat for my liking and just found the world of beauty just a lot nicer, to be honest. Just the pace was a bit slower. It was more interesting for me, anyway, to be honest. I still love fashion. I still love dressing up and the art of style and glamour and all of that stuff. I don't particularly love following catwalk trends as much and doggedly looking at who sent what down which catwalk or how a garment's constructed. Those are the things that I wasn't too enamored with. So the beauty world for me was just a really nice change of pace, but it's still, because it's fashion adjacent, it still had that kind of glamorous element, which I really liked. So I love the kind of trend-led aspect of the world of makeup. I love the science behind skincare and hair care and things like that, and absolutely love fragrance. I think fragrance for me is probably my favorite thing to write about. Huge perfume fan. It's one of those things where you can just conjure up so many images and memories, because you can't really write about how a scent is going to smell exactly. Like, you can never convey what something actually smells like in words. But what you can do is just bring up emotions and images to give the reader a sense of what they might feel like when they're smelling it or when they're wearing it. So I find all that stuff a lot of fun. Other beauty writers don't, but I personally enjoy it. So I was doing that for the last 15 years, based in London. The London beauty world, the British beauty world, actually, is brilliant. And I don't think it gets shouted about enough, particularly in fragrance. UK fragrance has so many brilliant, weird and wonderful characters that don't often get championed. It's very much about the French and Italian and Swiss fragrance industries, which are amazing, but the British fragrance world is amazing, and the British beauty world in general, people are just so lovely. Honestly, it's, as industries go, yes, there's kind of cattiness that you get in all industries, but to me it felt like the difference between beauty and fashion, people were kind of drawn, I think some people were drawn to fashion because they're creative and they wanted to express their creativity through fashion and clothing. Others, I think, were drawn to it because they liked the elitist aspect of it. Like, I'm, you know, sitting front row and you're not, kind of thing. And with beauty, there's a lot less of that. There's a lot less elitism. You don't have to be a certain size to use a beauty product. It's more accessible. Like, you don't need hundreds or thousands of pounds to buy a designer lipstick. There's still a long way to go in terms of catering to all skin tones and all hair types, but they're slowly getting there. Things are slowly moving in the right direction, so really hope it continues that way. But yes, the British beauty world is, I've met so many amazing, incredible and inspiring people, and I'm not just saying that, it really has been a wonderful industry to be part of. and I've made some of my closest friends have been people I've met in the industry, and they're just a host of really amazing, inspiring entrepreneurs, especially female entrepreneurs. I think the beauty world, there's so much scope for innovation and creativity, which I think is why so many people are attracted to it, and so many people want to launch beauty brands, because it's just fun. It's so much fun. So it's a very creative and potentially lucrative industry to be in. So that's why I love working in that world. And I still am a journalist, but over the last few years, I've started doing more and more work with brands, and I really enjoy that side of things too. Over lockdown, I worked with one brand that was just launching, and I got to see how it all comes together, how a brand gets launched onto the marketplace. And that was just a fascinating eye-opener for me, just seeing all the things that go into it, seeing how a product is manufactured, how it comes into being. And my job was creating the story, bringing all of that together and translating the founder's vision into a compelling brand story, so that when people stumbled across it and wanted to find out more about it, it really did the founder and those products justice. It was great fun, and it was a lovely range. That's why I kind of moved into the branding space. And also just because of the amount of brands that I came across as a beauty journalist. I mean, it's a fun job. It's great fun. I mean, you get free samples, which is good. But it's just so fascinating to discover new products and find out what are people launching on the market, what are people doing, and all of the kind of market trends, and how the kind of new products and new brands crop up as a result of that. So yeah, I can properly nerd out on this all day. So just to say that I have really enjoyed the branding side of my job. It's really fun, and I'm very much still a journalist, but I enjoy kind of wearing different hats. I'm also a mum to a little boy. So when it comes to wearing different hats, that's something I'm very, very used to. But it's great. And I'm so excited to have launched this agency. I feel like it's really great to launch something that's just focused on beauty brands. So my background as a beauty journalist, my experience writing about beauty products, telling a story about beauty products, and just my passion for all things beauty, I think is the reason why I want to work ideally with beauty brands, or that could also be brands like wellness, health, sexual wellness, hormonal health, menopause, anything and everything really that encompasses beauty and wellness. I really enjoy kind of talking about it, and I hope that is some of the people who are listening to this. I'm very excited to be starting this journey and look forward to speaking to you all very soon. If you have any more questions or are interested in working together to help shape your brand tone of voice and tell your story in a compelling way, get in touch. My email is hello@smartbeautycreative.com, and feel free to follow me on Instagram @smartbeautycreative. I hope you enjoyed that episode. All links will be in the show notes, and feel free to visit smartbeautycreative.com. or visit us over on Instagram to find out more about what we do. And if you enjoyed listening, please don't forget to rate and review Smart Beauty on iTunes, as it helps people find us. See you next time.